this Saturday you already have a note. You already signed it. Both names.
It's 3:30 p.m. in an elementary school in West Oakland. But the sounds that you hear aren't from a regular after-school class. The most noticeable difference is that all of the students are over 7 feet tall.
Stilting is a very serious thing because we can fall and backwards sometimes.
In the cafeteria of Prescott Elementary School, around 15 third, fourth, and fifth graders are practicing traditional African stilt dancing by way of New Orleans.
The youth are warming up on their stilts. We have the performance called Higher Ground. It's really about higher ground as a metaphor that you are always seeking the higher ground in you.
Striving for higher ground and learning history about cultural arts are integral parts of this unique after-school program. These students are training to be clowns as part of the Prescott Circus Theater.
When you say circus, people automatically think, you know, clowns and makeup and confetti everywhere. To younger children, it brings them happiness. They think it's fun.
I took an afternoon to hang out with the Prescott Clowns as they rehearsed for their big show and spoke to a couple of the kids, a couple of the teachers, and this guy.
Jamar Woodruff. I am the artistic director of Prescott Circus Theater. We take youth circus as a means to teach discipline, self-confidence, focus, all these things under the umbrella of circus. It's a great tool to use because there are very tangible things that you're able to do. Like if you're trying to juggle, you can really see when you go from juggling, making one toss to making six tosses. It gives the kids a way to see their progress.
I go by Coach Derek. And I'm an artist in residence here at the Prescott Circus Theater program. The Prescott Circus Theater is an institution to help inspire young people through circus arts to not only be creative and master skills that they might not have thought they could do, but also to master life skills. The founder, Eileen Moffitt, she was a school teacher here at Prescott School. She had trained as a clown earlier on before teaching. She started the after-school circus program, was a juggling program, and that was 25 or 26 years ago. Out of that, each year, she started adding another circus component: gymnastics, partner acrobatics,
glow, stilt walk,
traditional African stilt dancing with drumming,
unicycle, juggling,
hip-hop dance.
We have a tight wire that we use.
Clownies.
Hambone body percussion. She saw how through kinesthetics, using the body, can also help the children with their studies in school.
Consequences are good or bad based on what you do.
In the Prescott Circus Theater, we have what we call graduate clowns, who have been in the program at least 1 year. They get the leadership. They're the ones who we expect to show and demonstrate through their behavior of what leadership looks like.
It looks like big church pants, colorful green shirts, suspenders that are all white and
black dots. What Coach Derek is really talking about is members of the Prescott Circus have the opportunity to go out and teach their clown skills to other kids around Oakland. I talked to
Chocolate Drop
and
Jerry
about what this was like.
It's a good way to interact with other kids at different schools.
I was surprised what they were doing. A person who already knew how to juggle, he did elevator, did under the leg, he did everything. And I wanted to try to work with them.
It's fun teaching, and it's like kids that really, really do learn fast.
Artistic director Jamar Woodruff.
Kids receive it better coming from a peer. When they see the other kids doing and the other kids telling them, it makes it attainable to them. Coming from me, an adult, oh, of course, you're an adult, you can do it. But, oh, this kid that's my age, they can do it. And they're giving me tips, so it must be true.
Coach Derek.
Other graduates who've gone on, who are maybe 4, 5, 6 years older than these kids that are high school students, who've come back and even to the program even today, there's two that are here who are young adults in college, and they're working with us now.
My name is Sierra Walton, and I'm a class assistant for Prescott Circus Theater.
My name is DeMarcelo Funes, and I've been in the Prescott Circus Theater for 10 years.
I was once
a tall child on stilts, so it's kind of good and fun to come back and work with the kids on something that I used to do.
I didn't see nothing like this when I was in third grade, and then like fourth grade, I was like, what? They have like a circus program for kids? I asked my mom, I was like, can I get in this program? I thought it was going to be so fun. I got in. It was so hard. We had to work out, and oh my God, stretch, and whew.
I never thought that I would be able to juggle and to stilt walk and to tie wire. I never thought that I would be able to do those type of things. And Ms. Moffitt and other artists that she brought in showed me that I could do these things if I just tried and worked hard at it and kept practicing at it, that I can do what I set my mind out to do.
The kids get more inspired by the adults telling them, you can do it, you can do it. The young kids don't really have people to tell them that, like, you can do this in life, you can do this in life. And that's one of the reasons why I came back, because these adults encouraged me. And so I felt if some of the kids, like, they don't get it, I should be able to help encourage these young ones to come up, and maybe they will come back sometime and then encourage some more students.
I used to be shy. I didn't used to be outgoing, but that kind of broke me out of my shell, coming to be part of this program.
You must be funny. You must have energy. You must. Did I mention be funny?
Yeah.
So, what do these clowns think the ultimate lesson of the Prescott Circus Theater is?
I think they're trying to teach us to be mature at a time and to be silly at a time.
Never giving up on what I do, because as I get older, it's different stuff in the future. If I didn't go to this program, I think I would have gave up. In my position right now, I think I would have gave up.
Maybe sometimes we just need to have a happy time to make yourself feel better.
That they'll be able to not be afraid to, you know, be great.
There's something to be said about laughing at me and laughing with me. The clown's job is to spoof life and laugh at itself, but also at the same time demonstrating skill with that laughter.
Laughter feeds the soul, and it is just something that gives you that chance to release. Throughout history, the clown has been that safety valve for the world, from the court jesters, even back to the pharaohs of Egypt. That's the role of the clown, is to bring levity, and that no matter what's going on, you can still have joy in spite of.
If you just laugh once in a while, if you just smile, you know, you live longer, really. Laughter is just like, you know what I'm saying, a laughter from a child is just is amazing. So this program just brings out the laughter, brings out the life. Just to hear a kid laugh, you know, and to know what they're going through in this surrounding, it's like, you know, why are you laughing and you're in this environment? It's like, because we have this.
Who's the best around? We're the best around. We're the best around.
For Full Circle. This is Sam, the Shaolin B-Boy.
Today, good energy, everybody. Give yourselves a round of applause. All right.